Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, weirdos. It's Darren. And you may have noticed that I did not have an episode yesterday. And I probably won't have one today. The thing is, we have electrical work being done at the house. And I just am not able to do any work there. I can't. But you know, it's hard to do a podcast when you have no electricity going to your computer. I tried. You can only yell so loud at the computer and until you realize that nothing's getting recorded. So that didn't work. So yesterday I wasn't able to even put together an archive episode just because I had no power. And the same is going on today. So what I did yesterday, and the same thing as I'm doing today, is absolutely nothing. What you're hearing in the background, I don't know if you can hear it or not, is traffic and maybe a little bit of talk in a drive-thru, because I'm in a McDonald's parking lot, just accessing their Wi-Fi, and just enjoying the shade and under one of their trees, and listening to the radio, and listening to podcasts, and that's really it. That's about all I can do. You know, I can't even sit at home and just binge on television or anything, because, again, no power. This is a really strange feeling for me, because, taking a vacation's one thing, but being forced to take a day off like this, and you have no plans to go anywhere, this forced vacation is not fun. I have nothing to do, and I'm one of those people that I have to have something to do. You know, if I want to take a day off and sit in front of the TV, that's fine. That's my choice. That's my plan. But being told that I can't do anything, that's torture. I don't think I would never survive prison. That would be horror for me. So all of that to say, you probably won't see an episode from me today either, aside from this update. All of that, though, however, on a positive note, this weekend, things should get back to normal, assuming everything works well with the house and the studio and everything being rewired and everything works. But I should be able to get back to giving you the Dark Archive episodes on the weekends, as usual, the old-time radio on Sundays, and then of course the premiere of Weird Darkness Radio this coming Sunday night, 10 to midnight, and we now have a list of all the radio stations that have signed up so far, and more are trickling in. If you want to see if there's a radio station near you that is going to be airing it, you can do that by clicking on radio at weirddarkness.com, and of course we're still having some like I said, some stations that will be trickling in, but we still need a lot of help in getting stations interested. So we could still use your help in that by emailing your local talk stations and saying, "Hey, are you going to be airing Weird Darkness? I'd really like to hear it here in whatever town I'm in." That type of thing. So I really appreciate everything that you guys have been doing, all the positive emails that you send my way. It's interesting that you email me saying how positive of an impact Weird Darkness has been to you, but you have been an amazing positive impact on me. Not just listening, but also just with the emails and the comments that you leave on Facebook when you see the posts on Twitter and I really appreciate it. So thank you very much, guys. I really, really, I love every single one of you. So that's really all I had to say. And this is actually my first time using the Spreaker app on my phone. So it's called Spreaker Studio. I've never used this before, so hopefully this works. I guess we'll find out here in just a moment as I click the off button and try to post this. Thanks, weirdos. Hope you have a great Sunday afternoon. God bless. Oh, wait a minute. This is not Sunday. This is Friday. Oh, you can tell I'm into it. All right. I need some caffeine. Where's the nearest Starbucks? We'll drive over there next.
Strange creatures, gruesome murders, oozing organisms, unfathomable abductions, enigmatic expeditions, an age-old malevolence, and much more. Author J.C. Moore delivers a collection of dark horror tales that are both chilling and poignant. Dark Intrigues Book 1 is filled with horror fiction for fans of short story anthologies, horror collections, ghost fiction, suspense, possession, and more. Dark Intrigues Book 1 by J.C. Moore, available on Kindle or as an audiobook narrated by Darren Marlar. Find Dark Intrigues Book 1 on the audiobooks page at WeirdDarkness.com. That's WeirdDarkness.com/audiobooks.